Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 2 hours with the Inside Outside Guys. As you heard the gentleman say, we are broadcasting live from Curtin Lumber in Holly, Michigan on this absolutely gorgeous day. How you doing,
partner? Where the heck is Holly, Michigan? People don't know.
You know, it's amazing when you think how big the Oakland County is.
Yeah.
Oakland County is huge. Think about where your brother lives, Lyon Township, and then all the way up here in Oakland County. It's bigger than some countries. And
good point.
It is. Holly, Michigan is probably northwest, right? Most northwest point of Oakland County. And anyone that has never been down here, you could come down here. My bride and I will come down here usually once a year, twice a year, and spend the day. There's so much beautiful here in Holly, Michigan.
Yeah, there's a bunch of little towns like that, Linden and Holly, around this area that are just fun, and they're fun to explore, they're fun to discover, and actually not far from the freeway. I mean, we're kind of stuck between 23 and 75 here in Holly today.
You're right, you're right. And what I did on the way down here, partner, which I haven't done in probably 5 years, is it's not far. I didn't take any expressways here, so I was here about a half an hour back roads. And I drove by the old, the Great Lakes Veterans Cemetery on the way here. And I stopped in. I just stopped in and drove in and took a look, took a few pictures. And in the 5 years since I've been there, it's amazing how much it's grown. Just amazing. Yeah. By a third, if not half. And this time of year is when we all remember the veterans. We're coming up on the 4th of July. And, you know, it's just a great reminder. So that's just... Downtown Holly, the Holly Hotel, the history here. Curtin Lumber, which is going to be here almost 75 years. What they've seen on this corner over the years is amazing. And we're going to be talking to, of course, our great friend Gary Moore.
Looking forward to that.
Building Products. Yep. And then some of the people that run Curtin Lumber here for the next 2 hours. And, of course, anyone has any questions, give us a call, 888-654-4897.
You know, I got to tell you, old man Bridenstine here, it's been hot out. I've been trying to catch up with my lawn work, as I told you, because I'm so far behind. And I'm reminded that I need to rehydrate. And you and I always talk about rehydrating with clean water, keep your kidneys clean, your system clean. And for heaven's sakes, fatigue, good water. It's just like the two go hand in hand there. Put good water in your body.
Right, especially the older we get. I mean, the older we get, we need to stay more hydrated. If I'm starting to feel down or run down, one of the first things I turn to is water. And you mentioned good, clean water, water like from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. And thinking about Beauchamp is they'll come out, they'll test your water. Whatever you need, they'll free. Whatever you need, they can install. Whatever you need delivered on a regular basis like salt, they can deliver, they can take it down to your basement, they can put it in your salt
softener, they can maintain
softener, and they can maintain. Yes,
I know.
Just a quality company run by quality people, Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions.
I agree with you. Hey, I've got some treatment suggestions later on too, if we get time, for keeping those rabbits from ravaging the flowers you buy for your wife. I am so sick of those little furry Disney-like creatures destroying all the beautiful flowers that we try to plant. So I've got a suggestion later on, I'm going to share.
And the rabbits are rabid this year? Is that right?
No.
I said that
prolific.
Right.
Yeah,
prolific, there you go. They really go in cycles, rabbits do. And I used to love to rabbit hunt. They really go in cycles. But you're right, Chuck. They've actually gotten to my garden and nibbled off a few flower tops as well, but I can't hurt the rabbits, Chuck. My wife and my daughter would just, they would have my hide.
You just don't tell them. Yeah, because Jessica, Chuck, will ask, how are those rabbits doing, Dad, in the backyard? I go, honey, they're looking great.
There's a story of Dad going hunting behind the house years ago, coming back with three rabbits, putting them on the front porch, and my three-year-old daughter walking outside being horrified, just horrified.
I remember this.
Going in screaming, and the next day we went to Track Supply and I bought her some pet rabbits. I know. That's a yep, I didn't like seeing my little girl cry. So,
no.
Hey, tomorrow's Father's Day.
I was just thinking that as you talked about your baby. That's good stuff.
We have no problem on Father's Day just being with family. You know, you and I always say, don't buy Dad anything. Just spend time with us. That's all we want.
That's honest all we to want. God. What a blessing.
I get to go golfing with two of my sons today.
I like that.
It'll be a great time. So we got, almost two full hours of the inside outside, guys. Like we said, we're broadcasting live from Curtin Lumber on the corner of Grange Hall and Holly Road in Holly, Michigan. Stop on by, say hi. And Chuck, we really want to talk a lot. We're going to talk a ton about Diamond Coat Building Products and their phenomenal system. But you and I always tell people, when you want to buy lumber and you want to buy quality lumber, you go to a place like Curtin Lumber, do you not?
I agree 1,000%. Having been that guy for, you know, decades, that builder, I found the smaller local lumber yards, they treated you well, they had better product, just everything about it, which translates to a better experience for the customer, right?
Right, because where you bought, where did you buy years ago? I know you had a certain spot.
There was a yard that is now closed called S&M Lumber. Andy Popovich ran it, and then Michigan Lumber downtown Flint is still there and run by some people that I know. And then the old Wix Lumber in Davison, Michigan. So I dealt with all three of those.
And you still remember the people's names that you dealt with when you went there because you had a relationship with them. You go to a big box store, I'm sorry, that's almost impossible to have that kind of relationship that you can have with these people here. Yep. Right across the aisle from you. And I tell you what, there are contractors that stop by here every morning, grab a cup of coffee, you know, have some talk with people inside, and then head out for the day to work.
This Everybody's is a on a first-name basis.
Yeah, that's a song, isn't it? Everybody knows your name.
And if a local Holly resident is looking for a good builder, stopping in, you know, to Curtin is a place to get a good reference because they know the good builders, obviously.
They do know the good builders and the good building products as well. You and I know we spent our career dealing with good builders, good building products. And once we saw the Diamond Coat products and learned about the system, and then about 2 months ago, we took a flight over to Wausau, Wisconsin. I know I said it right, Gary. Wausau, Wisconsin. And we took a tour of the plant. They do things extra. They go the extra mile at the plant, which, like you said, Chuck, makes a better experience for the builder and the homeowner, a longer lasting quality product. Stick around with the Inside Outside guys today, broadcasting live from Curtin Lumber, downtown Holly, Michigan. Come on by and say hello.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. Loved hearing that spot about Granite Source. They are just a wonderful company for that type of product, aren't they?
They really are, Chuck. We get so many people complimenting on their product. They have a great showroom, and you can actually go into their showroom, pick out the slab you want, and get it installed wherever you want in your house. Yeah, they're a great company.
And right now, everyone, we granite. Sorry.
Oh, you're right. They have everything, anything else under the sun, and people do. There are so many, Chuck. There was never the choices when you were doing this kind of stuff that there are today, are there?
No, you had to drive a long ways to see the kind of samples you can see right down the road at Granite Source of Michigan.
you're right. Hey, let me take a real quick second to say hi to a couple people that stopped by before the show starts. Say hi to Gary out there driving around here. He lives right near downtown Holly. And then Mr. Rick Perry stopped by and said hello. I want to make sure we reach out to him.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate you stopping by and say hello to everybody. And right now we have a good friend of the a good friend with us. Hey, how you doing, Gary?
Good morning, Ken.
Mr.
Chuck,
Gary Moore, lifelong friend. Chuck, Gary, and I, we go way back.
Know what? Gary is, this is complimentary, Gary. Is an old shoe.
Oh, yeah. Usually an insult comes after this, exactly. Okay?
You know him for a while. No, I mean, it's like you've known him for years, and we really haven't known Gary that long, but I feel like he's kind
of... Some of us.
He's been in the industry. He knows the stuff that you and I know, and he feels it, so there's a genuine empathy and good relationship, so I enjoy the heck out of this guy.
I agree with you, but I don't know what you're talking about. Gary and I go back to grade school together.
Oh, I keep forgetting that you went to school. I mean, knowing you, I just, it's always a shock.
Well, I went to school.
You showed up.
I showed up to school. Now, funny fact is, Gary, you know, it's funny when you see someone, you just know they look familiar to you. And Gary brought in
What it was our seventh grade yearbook.
Our sixth, seventh grade yearbook. I mentioned that he grew up in Berkeley and has a picture of me.
I even have an original Ken Caverly autograph. How's that?
Do you know what that's going to be worth in 25, 30 years?
Probably a penny, at least.
Maybe. No, probably not even that.
You mean the crayon lasted that long?
You can almost read it.
Did I spell my last name right?
Well, I didn't check that. So.
No, but actually, Gary and I played flag football together. Gary's stepdad, coached the team, and we figured that out. A little more than a few months ago. So
actually, Gary told me that you used to tie your flag to your belt so it couldn't be removed.
That's why, nobody could tackle him.
Whatever it takes.
Nobody could tackle him.
Trust me, they would never give me the ball. All right, let's talk some Diamond Coat products, Gary.
Sure.
You're really excited about a couple new things that Diamond Coat's coming out with. But let's first just talk about Diamond Coat and the system of Diamond Coat. And why it is so quality, because it is a product that Chuck and I can easily get behind.
Absolutely. I mean, just kind of a little quick refresher, Diamond Coat's been around since 2002, so we've been manufacturing this product in Wisconsin, Wausau, Wisconsin, as we say it the right way. It's a complete engineered siding system, so it's a product that is designed and built to last. It's a, everybody out there in the industry, all the different siding manufacturers, they all try to emulate a wood siding.
Right.
But they just can't get the details that we can with the Diamond Coat system. It's an engineered wood siding. Now, it's just not pieces of wood. It's not just OSB on the wall. It's something that's designed and built to last. It has a 50-year substrate warranty, and then we top it off with a 30-year no-fade warranty. So you look at this building here. We're in front of Curtin Lumber, and the outside of the building's got Diamond Coat all over it. This product's only been up a couple of years, but in 10, 20, 30 years from now, it's going to look exactly the same. We guarantee it.
That kind of says it all. We could end the show right now. But
okay, thanks, everybody. Have a good day.
Actually, as we go through the show, Gary, one of the things we like about the product is they didn't just develop it and dump it on the market. They keep working to improve it. They listen to installers like you're going to talk to later on here. And they come up with these trim pieces that have built-in mechanical flashings, which is where all this stuff fails. So we want to make sure we talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want to have a system that's designed to work together. You know, too many other systems out there are using parts from various different manufacturers that are really not designed to work together.
They're parts and pieces
that are all kind of pulled together. Diamond Coat's the only one that is a complete system. Everything from the flashings to the trims to our house wraps. Our Diamond Coat 5D house wrap is a perfect example. I know you're a big fan of that, Chuck. It's a great system. It's going to wick the moisture away from the backside of the siding, away from the OSB. You're not going to have the rot, the mildew, any kind of bug or any kind of moisture buildup or damage on the backside. It's going to wick everything completely away from that system. And I think, Ken, you said, we listen to the contractors, we listen to the installers. Everything that we've developed in our system has all been based on feedback. What can make their job easier and what can provide a better quality product for the homeowner?
It's amazing, Chuck, guys like us, you especially, these products weren't available when you were building. The roofs, the 50-year roofs, the lifetime roofs, the 50-year siding warranty, it wasn't even heard of. And there are a lot of people that they want to put it on, especially when you get to be our age. We're getting a little gray. They want to put it on, and they never want to worry about it again. And that's what Diamond Coat is.
Exactly. It's going to be the final siding. It's going to outlast your mortgage. So you're never going to have to replace this product.
Yeah, it should by far. Very interesting. Hey, everyone, stick around. Once again, we're broadcasting live from Curtin Lumber at the corner of Grange Hall and Holly Road. In beautiful Holly, Michigan, on this beautiful day. We got hot dogs. We got food. Come down. Stop by. Say hi. Get a bite to eat. Keep listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Wow, we are so happy to be here, especially with a guy like Gary Moore, the Diamond Coat Specialist. And, Gary, we should note, this is a premium product. And a lot of people, as soon as they hear that, they go, oh, gosh, it's going to be really expensive. But you do a good comparison between price on the ground and price on the wall. You want to hit that? do that. Let's do that a couple times today. Sorry.
Do that a couple times. No, that's okay, Chuck. Yeah, I mean, when you talk about a pile on the ground versus a pile of ground, you know, a lot of people will go to a lumber yard like Curtin Lumber, and they'll come in and they'll say, hey, I need a price on siding. So they'll talk about a price per square or price to do their job. But what they're looking at is that pile on the ground versus the pile on the ground, the difference in the comparison between the materials. Obviously, yep. Diamond coat is going to be more expensive than a vinyl-based product. Even a high-end vinyl-based product, diamond coat is going to be more expensive. But once you start on the ground, just sitting there. Now, once you start putting that on the wall and you see all of the advantages with our complete diamond coat system and how easy it goes up, not to mention the durability of the product. I mean, what's vinyl siding? I mean, they have warranties that are going to be not as long as what Diamond Coat product is. Plus, if you think about the durability of the product, you know, you get your lawnmower out there and it throws a rock. What's it going to do? Go right through that vinyl siding. If you get the weed whip out there and you're trying to trim the trim around the house and you clip the edge of the corner, you're going to crack that siding. You get a big storm come through and we get hail like we had not recently. You know, it's going to damage the product. With Diamond Coat, it's guaranteed to last. It's got that 50-year substrate warranty. And then the finish, pretty soon that vinyl siding, you started off with a nice red finish and it looks pink. And the manufacturer says, yeah, that's okay. Because they allow a certain amount of fade over time. Diamond Coat, it starts off red and stays red for the entire 30 years.
Where's our golf ball demonstration.
I didn't bring that because
Gary,
of the parking lot. I know,
Gary.
Right?
So,
thinking of the Incredible Hulk, Mike Pierce, throwing golf balls against the can. I'm glad you brought it up.
In my career, I've replaced a lot of siding with brick.
Absolutely.
Okay? Because, and the reason I've done that in a lot of places is because people live on a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And they may live more by the green than the tee box, okay?
Well, and the way I golf, it doesn't really matter. Well, it's going to get there.
I got you. But You had a demonstration out here where you could literally hit golf balls into your site. I've seen the what has historically been one of the top brand names out there just littered with dimples on the side.
Absolutely.
On the side of a cementuous siding, just littered with dimples. They're not going to get that with your product.
No.
You guarantee that with your
product. We guarantee it. It'll take impact from hail up to 1.75 inches.
Gotcha.
An 1.75 inches is significantly larger than a golf ball.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a golf ball is only about 1 inch wide.
I never hit it anyway.
Yeah.
It's really small.
Doesn't matter how big it is.
I can't hit it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, so it's guaranteed to take up to 1.75 inches without any kind of damage to the substrate or to the finish. It doesn't chip off.
What Chuck was talking about is on the ground one price, on the ground two different products.
Yep.
One of the things that you've done just recently is you've made it even easier for a homeowner with a new product that will eliminate, is it fair to say, maybe 90% of the caulk needed on a home?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I mean, previously when you install Diamond Coat siding or any other kind of hardwood siding, you have to caulk those seams. You have to caulk where it meets the trims. Again, we talked about listening to feedback from customers. Nobody's a good caulker. You were caulking last night, and you got it all over your fingers. You know,
I'm a terrible caulker.
Terrible caulker. So that's where, you know, that's a maintenance issue with the product. Now, what Diamond Coat has coming out on July 5th, we are introducing something new. It is a rabbeted or a pocket in our outside corners and in our window trims. This is going to allow the siding to actually tuck into the trim and eliminate at least 90-95% of the caulk on the job.
That, with the integrated flashing that you have, is just revolutionary.
It is.
I mean, there's no other saying about it. It's revolutionary. If someone builds a house now, use these top products, you're just never going to have to worry about it.
Yeah, never have. We're going to eliminate that maintenance.
Now, you mentioned talking to the clients, talking to the customers out there, talking to the guys that talk to the customers.
Mm-hmm.
We have them with us now. Why don't you introduce our next guest?
Yeah, obviously we've got one of the old co-owners here of Curtin Lumber, Travis Curtin. He's great, one of our great team partners and does a fantastic job with Diamond Coat.
Fourth generation?
Exactly, fourth generation.
Wow.
I try my best.
So what are you hearing? What are your customers saying about the Diamond Coat products, Travis?
I mean, majority of the ones that want to go with it, they love it. You know, the finish is great. Looks great once it's up. I mean,
Travis, you put this on recently on your own house.
I put a little bit on. I didn't put the majority of it on. But, yes, it is on my house.
You hired a professional.
I hired a professional that would do a lot more professional job that I don't have to worry about. You know, it's a lot nicer when I'm at work and then I come home and it's done.
Well, guys, not only Travis, I'm thinking you put it onto your house. You could probably put any of 20 different types of siding on your own house, right?
Correct. I could. Definitely.
Why
could.
Diamond Coat?
Specifically, I mean, they just recently, I mean, it was, you know, a couple years back, they were coming in, and I started looking at it, and I liked it, and it really came down to the boss picking the color, and she definitely liked the color they had. And I said, hey, we're going with it.
Now, just a couple years ago, you've heard about this product.
I've heard about it before that. It was just we never really were able to until they walked in the door one day, and I was like, do it. Let's get some Diamond Coat in here.
That's a, you know, and that's what you do, Gary, right? You come in, you talk to these guys, you help educate these guys on the product.
Yeah, I mean, as the Diamond Coat specialist, we actually have territory managers, the sales guys, if you will.
Sure.
We've got them over cooking hot dogs right now, so he's we got them in a good avenue. But so guys like John Hodder, our territory managers, they will come in, they will work with the lumberyards. My job as a product specialist is I actually go out in the field. I work side-by-side with the builders. I'll throw my bags on and make sure that they understand the best practices, the best processes. And I did the same thing with Travis's contractor. He had done other products similar to it, but I went out there and obviously made sure that he understood the different best practices to install the product and get a good installation so that way Travis or any other homeowner is going to be extremely happy with the product.
And the fact that you can go out there and show these guys, because it is, I mean, you're introducing this to a lot of new places.
Yes.
You've really got to make sure it is your job.
Yep.
To make sure these guys put it on right.
Absolutely.
And properly trained.
Again, Diamond Coat's been around since 2002, so it's not a new product. A lot of people say, oh, I've never heard of it before. It's a new product.
It's getting more popular, more popular.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, part of our relationship with
Absolutely.
You guys. You know, the Inside Outside guys has been a great partnership here, and now we've got folks like Curtin Lumber doing a fantastic job representing the product out in the field.
So, Gary, it's a beautiful product when you pick it up and look at it. It's a beautiful product after it's properly installed. What kind of differences are there in terms of the installation that would require you to be out there training me to do it right?
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, you know, we've used the analogy before, putting lipstick on the pig. You can have a great product. If you don't do the right things with it, it's going to not last. It's not going to be designed
right.
to work. So, you know, I always go out. I make sure that people put proper spacings in, use the proper flashings, that they're using our complete Diamond Coat system. Including the house wraps, so we make sure that they have a good foundation for the product to go on the wall. And again, it's going to last and keep the homeowner happy.
Let me tell you about an email we get on a regular basis. So we're going to continue talking to Travis Curtin and Curtin Lumber as the conversation goes on. But an email that we get on a regular basis is, I just had within the last 5 years installed roof, siding, concrete, you name it. Mm-hmm. I'm having a problem with it. I'm not able to hear back from the contractor, or the contractor says there is no problem. If that happened with Diamond Coat, you'd be the one guy going out there.
Yeah,
you'd
yeah,
be the guy
absolutely.
Going. To, and that's why I want people to hear that. They've got the Diamond Coat specialists to back them up, because our response to that is find out who it's made by and call the company if you're not getting response for that.
Absolutely. Right? Diamond Coat is the manufacturer. I work for the manufacturer. We have partners, again, like Curtin Lumber that are going to represent us in the field. You have your local installers that are going to install it, but the buck stops here. If there is ever an issue, they can call me. I mean, I'll give out my phone number, give out my emails. You know, you can always get a hold of me. It's not a problem. I'm the guy in the field. I'm the one that's at face of the product. We have a very simple warranty claim form if you ever have a problem. But in the last 2.5 years, you know how many I've gone out on? One.
Was it a legitimate warranty?
It was a shipping issue. So
all right.
We had a little bit of damage in shipping.
Yeah, yeah, well, talk about that. How about fasteners, Gary? Did they make a difference?
They do. I mean, you don't want to use something that's designed for an interior application. You know, you're going to want to make sure
good
you
point.
Use a good electro-galvanized nail. We want to make sure that they're using what we refer to in the industry as a ring shank nail. They don't want to have a smooth nail. They want something that's going to bite and grab a hold of the wall. So we want to make sure we use a ring shank nail. Other than that, it's not rocket science. You know, it's a pretty simplified product. I mean, heck, I've even worked with homeowners that are very handy and put the product up, and I've taught them out in the field how to do that.
Now, believe it or not, I want to explain something to listeners out there. When we talk fasteners, we're talking what fastens the product to the structure.
Correct.
Whether that be a nail or a screw.
Yes.
And I think one of the big mistakes that is made is people don't realize that they're using a nail that's not meant to be put outside.
No. There's interior nails, and then there's exterior nails, and you don't want to mix the two.
Absolutely.
Well, there's product also out there that is going to show you a lot of nail heads after it's installed.
And our and system, yeah.
Doesn't. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a great point, Chuck. Diamond Coat is a hidden fastener system. Everything that we do is designed to hide the fasteners, not have to go back and touch it up again. And that's been one of the problems with other pre-finished products. You put a bunch of nails in the face, and now you got to go back and you got to touch them up. So you get your bingo dabber out, and you're attaching up all of those different nail heads. Well, now pretty soon it looks like your house has got chicken pox.
Bingo dabber.
Literally a bingo dabber.
And
that's exactly what they do. So with our system, it's a hidden fastener system, and it hides all the fasteners and has very, very few touch-ups needed.
You know, we're talking to the homeowners out there, because if they're thinking about getting the siding done, we want them to definitely look into the Diamond Coat product. We're also talking to the contractors out there that are used to installing one kind all the time. You know, the popular Kleenex brand is cementitious, which we're not going to say the name. However, that's very popular. A lot of guys go, nope, this is working. I'm going to stay this way. When they don't realize, by looking at a new product like yours, it can save them time, it can save them money, and you say it. Homeowners can install it. They sure can, right?
They sure can, yeah. I mean, it's going to install 22% faster than any other product out there, and even faster than some of those cement-based products.
All right, we're going to go to break. We go to break. I want to remind everyone to check out the Inside Outside Guys, whether that's on Facebook or theinsideoutsideguys.com. Take a look at the article that was put out yesterday in the Detroit News Home Style section. We'll talk about that. We get back and break for a minute, and then we're going to talk about curtain lumber. This place has been here for almost 75 years. Come check us out at the corner of Grange Hall and Holly Road right here in beautiful Holly, Michigan.
Welcome back. If you are a homeowner thinking of having new siding put on your house, we invite your phone calls in the next hour, 15 minutes, 888-654-4897. You can talk to the experts other than Ken and Chuck. But Ken, you mentioned warranty on roofs and siding and the times we live in. I was just listening to an advertisement for Pro Home Improvement in the roofing. That guy guarantees that if he puts a roof on your house, you're never going to have an issue with it as long as you live in that house, labor or materials. I mean, how cool is that?
You know, you and I have looked at that more over the last 10 years, because maybe the last 20, because we're aging and we don't want to deal with that. When we were younger, we didn't think about maintenance. If we saw it, we liked it, we put it up. But as we get older, you know, I mentioned I actually got on a roof earlier, which I used to do every day for 25 years. I got on the roof, and it just took me seconds to go, you know what, I don't belong up here anymore. I'm serious. Yeah. I got down. I'm done with that stuff. So I don't want to deal with that. We want to put on great products. And you mentioned roofs, and I want people to check out the Inside Outside Guys roofing systems. We're talking Diamond Coat siding systems. Go to the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook.com, the Detroit News Homestyle section, and check out our article yesterday on roofing systems. There is a difference.
So, yeah, and of course there are with siding systems, and we're hoping Gary and Travis can talk about those.
Travis, you said you are the fourth generation here at Curtain Lumber.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Gentleman just came by. What was his name just came by here?
That was Bob.
Bob Cole. Bob Cole, great guy. Just meeting some really great people out here. But he says he remembers when you were a little kid running around. And I'm sure someone probably remembers when your dad was a little kid running around.
Certainly, I'm sure. And at one point he was a little kid, yeah.
At one point. Yeah. But at one, a place like this, a store like this, the relationships that you get to build with the local people, that's priceless, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, everyone that walks in, I've known them for, you know, it feels like forever, you know. There's contractors that I was, you know, when I didn't know anything, when I was a young 16-year-old or something like that. But I've been dealing with them now, and they've, you know, I've gotten to deal with them. They get to watch what I've learned and everything. And
guys come in here every day.
Oh, yeah.
Same guys come in here every day.
Oh, yeah.
And Chuck and I were mentioning that's one of the reasons why we want people, we suggest people come to these local, smaller lumber yards. Because most times you're going to find a better product, but you're also going to find the personal touch.
Mm-hmm. High touch.
Might take a few times, but I'll remember your name eventually, that's for sure.
You're too young to even have that excuse. Way too young to have that excuse.
Actually, that's one of the things you and I, Ken, like about Gary and the Diamond Coat product. I mean, we were impressed with the product, but we're impressed with the guy that's out there saying, it'll work, and I'll make sure it works.
Absolutely.
Right. And so your customers come in there, and it's your job here just kind of introduce them to the Diamond Coat products. Is that what you're doing?
Essentially, yeah, and I mean, obviously myself, I like to know as much as I can. So that's more or less, I call Gary, he fills me in on stuff. I try to retain that information. If I don't know the answer, Gary's there to answer, John's there to answer any type of question for it.
Have you taken the tour yet?
The tour of the
Diamond Co plant.
He hasn't invited me. I don't know why.
Oh, geez. Well, oh, yeah. Trust
me. I guess I'm somewhere on his list.
Not as special as Kevin Chuck. So.
But I think that's critical because, Ken, you were talking about the spline they put in, the way they finish it, the way they're buying enhanced product. It has a substrate. And when Gary says 50-50, non-prorated, substrate guarantee, that is huge.
Yeah, it's absolutely a great product. You know, it's a great product and it's designed to last. And, you know, we were talking a lot about testing. You know, we test this product in Hilo, Hawaii. So most moisture, the most bugs, you know, biggest bugs, and the product works. It works in that environment. It works in the UP of Michigan, which is where that the substrate of the product was actually developed.
Wow.
So we sell more Diamond Coat siding in the UP of Michigan than any other part of the country, believe it or not. We're taking all kinds of cement product off the wall because it's failed, hasn't lasted. It's not designed for our colder environments.
Gary? How is that failing? You don't have to name names, obviously.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. I mean, so, you know, when you pick up a piece of cement, and we see it all the time with our bridges, our roads, it cracks. When there's a crack, I mean, Ken, you've been in the cement business. As soon as there's a crack, what happens? The moisture gets inside there.
It's
the
cancer. It's cancer on the house.
It causes it to expand and contract and starts to deteriorate. Same thing with the siding like that. So with the Diamond Coat system, we can replace that product. It's not going to absorb moisture. It's not going to be affected by the freeze-thaw issues, and it's going to keep the water out.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, what else can you say about that? It's great. But Hawaii or the UP, I definitely would rather be on that team that went to Hawaii.
You know, I keep volunteering for that market, and they just haven't sent me on there. So,
but you're also talking about how much you're growing as a product. You're growing around the country, are you not?
Yeah, absolutely. So the company's obviously based in Wausau, Wisconsin, which is the plant where you've been. But we have three manufacturing facilities. So we manufacture Diamond Coat in three different facilities. Doesn't matter which plant it comes out. Color's going to match 100%. We talked about that last time with something that was from 11 years ago, and the new product came out and it matched 100%. But we've expanded it. We continue to expand. We're an employee-owned company, 100% employee-owned. So all of our team are very, very conscientious about the way that we do things and the business that we do. But we've expanded into the Carolinas. So we're shipping from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, into the Carolinas. We're in eastern Pennsylvania, shipping up into the Long Island, into New York, into New Jersey, all those different areas. So we're covering a large part of the country. I like to say we're not in California, we're not in Texas, but we're pretty much everywhere else.
Gotcha. We're going to take a top-of-the-hour break, and I'm going to grab a bite to eat.
Hot dogs.
My chance. Hot dog. Yes, it is.
Come get them.
When we get back from break, what people, come get them. When we say that, we're saying that to anyone listening that's in the Holly area. Stop by, get hot dogs, come by, say hi to all the folks here at Curtain Lumber, Diamond Coat, WJR. We'll see you after the break.
And, of course, we've got an expert here in Gary Moore, who is literally the Diamond Coat specialist. So if you've got any questions or concerns, he's the guy to talk to. And I just want to remind, I know we keep using the word system, Gary, but even what you put behind the siding in the rain barrier, you know, that a lot of builders talk about today, that makes a huge difference.
Well, it does. I mean, I know you're a big fan of it, Chuck, and, you know, being able to keep that moisture out from between the siding and the wall. You know, we don't want mold. We don't want mildew. We don't want to make the house sick. We want to be able to get that moisture out of there. And the 5D house wrap from Diamond Coat does just that.
So it will allow excess moisture to move from the inside of the dwelling to the outside, but it will never allow any active or any other type of moisture to move from the outside in.
Correct. The way that product is actually woven, there's a really cool YouTube video that does a better job of explaining it than I do. It's got nice pictures and everything else, so it's kind of cool.
Molecules. I can understand that.
Yeah, I know, right? So the molecules are different shapes and different sizes, and the way that product is woven, it actually lets the air flow through it, but yet keeps the moisture out. It goes in kind of in a one direction. Plus, we actually have strings kind of woven in there. It's a non-compressible design. That means no matter what you put on the face of the product, it's not going to compress it down. There's always going to be that little bit of a space, and it'll allow that moisture to kind of get out of there.
You know, that again, is a revolutionary. I mean, there's nothing else out there that does that.
No.
And that stuff, just by looking at it, so many times we see these products, we go, oh, I wish I would have thought of that.
What a great idea. You know, I used to think we're installers, and we have a lot of to install vertical strips of 1x1x2 and then put siding over that. So there would be literally a place for air to move behind the siding and dry it out and preserve it and protect it. This is done on almost a micro level with this rain barrier.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you think of a flat board going against a flat piece of paper. It's flat. There's no space left in there. But if you can actually, microns, hold that up, very, very minute amount of space, and you can put that woven string in there, you can actually allow that moisture to escape. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, that means the siding's going to leak. No, that's not what we're talking about.
Just the opposite.
Wintertime, it's just the opposite. It's going to hold everything in there. And in the warm, in the wintertime, when the house is warm and the air is seeping through and it's hitting the cold air on the outside of the building, what happens? You get that condensation forming behind the siding. And with any other product, if you don't get it out of there, you're going to have mold, you're going to have mildew, and it's all trapped inside that wall, and Diamond Coat prevents that.
And bugs love that, too. You know, if you have trapped moisture, bugs love it.
Yeah, a lot of people
Go ahead,
Gary. I mean, a lot of people talk to us about bugs, about woodpeckers, about things like that. Woodpeckers, as an example, are going after bugs. Bugs are there because you have moisture trapped in there. If there's moisture, then there's bugs. If there's bugs, then you get woodpeckers. And if you eliminate that chain, you put a stop to that whole process, you've eliminated all three.
You know, so many people, so many of the houses out there still have a lot of just basic rough saw trim, wood trim. You said it. If something's going after that, then there's something living in there. But the colors out there, let's talk about some of the custom colors that you guys do. You guys may, there's a lot of houses out there that aren't cookie cutter.
No.
That need custom colors, custom cuts, custom trim, stuff like that. How can Diamond Coat help?
Absolutely. I mean, everybody's tastes a little bit different. You know, in our advertising and in all of our promotions, we talk about over 20 siding colors. Well, there's 27 standard colors to choose from. We have 21 of those are the browns, the reds, the tans, all of the standard colors, the solid colors. Then we have our dual blend finishes. Our dual blend finishes are those that are a wood stained look, and we're going to talk more about that a little bit later.
Yes.
Now, out of those colors, somebody says, I like just a little different shade of red, or I like a little different shade. Everybody's taste is different, and we can do that for you with no additional cost. You can actually send us a sample. You found a paint chip somewhere that you absolutely love. You want that on the outside of your house. You send us a sample of that. You fill out a little form with some information. We send you back a piece of siding, an 8-inch piece of siding that you can take outside, hold it up against the house, look at it under real light, and see if it makes exactly what you
want. Well, who else does that?
Nobody.
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 And Chuck and I can attest for this because we met that guy. Mm-hmm. We met the scientist behind that guy. We went in that room and He looked like a little mad scientist with all these different colors, and he said it. And he showed us samples that people from around the company have sent him to match.
Around the country.
Around the country. And he'll match it.
Yeah,
he'll match
absolutely. It. He can do his little spectrometer and his science behind it, which I don't understand. But he can figure it out and make sure they have a color that's going to be what you want.
And let me tell people why that matters. Because so many times we've all been there where people are going, you know, I want to do this, and they're holding it up next to the siding. Or you can't match it in most cases. So what do you have to do at that point? You have to contrast.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can match it.
We can. We can match it.
Nobody
exactly
else does that.
What you want.
No. And you know what, Gary? You earlier mentioned the 30-year guarantee and fade.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand color, so explore that a little bit, will you, please?
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck. Yeah, so when most people, we talk about paints. You know, you go to the big box store, you go to any different store here to Curtin Lumber, and you want a color match. You want a blue paint. They're going to take a gallon of paint. It's white. They're going to open it up. They're going to put a little bit of chemical in there. They're going to shake it up, and all of a sudden, boom, it's blue. But it's chemical-based. That chemical is going to react to the sun. So over time, that blue becomes a light blue, becomes a baby blue, becomes it changes over time. Diamond Coat is completely different. Our finish is actually ground stone and natural earth elements. So it's the metal oxides from stone. So just like the brick building, you know, Ken, you talked about it earlier. You didn't want the siding to be more durable, so you were replacing it with brick.
Right.
Same thing with the paint. You don't want the brick to fade. That's the exact same principle in Diamond Coat. Our 30-year warranty, our 30-year no-fade warranty is exactly that. It will not change for 30 years.
You know, I'm touching the surface, and it really just feels like it is baked in there. I mean, it's amazing. But you said people's tastes change.
They do.
Let's say in 25 years I want to paint it.
Yep.
I want a different color.
No problem. Paint right over top of it. Just clean it off. Use a good exterior-grade paint, and then you can pick the new color that you want. You sell the house. The
right.
new homeowner doesn't like your color choice,
right.
they can go ahead and paint that.
Okay, you and I can look about, block down the street and we see a wood building, a wood structure, I think it's a party store. And we can tell how hard of a time they're having making that wood structure look good. And we have a lot of listeners that have the cedar homes, they have the logs home, and love that look.
Yep.
But when they buy them or they build them, they have no idea
lots of maintenance
that's involved. And you guys can help them get rid of all that maintenance,
we
right?
We can solve that problem.
Let's talk about that when we get back from break with our good friend Gary Moore and Diamond Coat Building Products.
I know we're going to run out of time, but I got to do this. Slight digression. I promised a methodology that might keep the rabbits, the deer away from your flowers. And my sisters swear by it. I have not yet tried it, but they're garlic sticks that you buy in packs of 50 that have garlic oil in them, and it slowly diffuses around the plant. You clip them to the plants. And my sisters swear that it even keeps deer away.
Wow, garlic, eh? I know whenever I eat it, it keeps people away.
Keeps vampires.
Well,
away.
Yeah. My problem is I'd be eating the flowers. Get that garlic oil on. Anyway, you
exactly.
can buy packs of 50 for about $49. They're about a buck a piece,
okay.
but I'm curious if any listeners have used them.
Okay. Works better than lead then, right?
Good tip.
That was Ken.
If you're just joining us, we're broadcasting live from Curtin Lumber here in Holly, Michigan. It's an absolute beautiful day except for the occasional exhaust smell going through, but it's absolutely gorgeous here. And Gary, before we went to break, we're talking about the colors.
Yep.
And we mentioned, we get this email all the time. You were talking about earlier, bugs on someone's houses or the west and the south side fade like the rest of the house. Doesn't, two different colors on a, we're talking a wooden mm-hmm. house, because people love them.
Yeah.
For years, people would drive north on I-75, and just past the bridge is a beautiful wooden house to the right-hand side with a pond.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife always used to go, I love that house. I'd love one of those. And I'd say, nope, too much maintenance.
No.
People can have that now with zero maintenance. And one of those products is the mahogany.
It is.
So you have all these colors online at DiamondCoatBuildingProducts.com, correct?
Yeah, DiamondCoatSiding.com.
DiamondCoatSiding, right, with a K.
K-O-T-E.
Okay.
Yeah, and absolutely. And we encourage people to get there. And you can get there from the Inside Outside Guys website.
Go to your website.
Click the bottom or click on the link in the team partners. It'll get you there. You can go through, take a look at all of our colors. You can fill out a form. And if you do fill out that form, make sure you select that you heard about us in the Inside Outside Guys. And it'll fill out a form. And you can request any sample that you want. If you want all 27 colors, we'll send you all.
You'll mail them right to their house.
We'll mail them right to their house. Yep.
Wow.
Absolutely. And of those colors, we have our dual blend finishes. You were just talking a lot about that. It gives you the look of a stained product without the maintenance. So, again, with a wood siding, wood, any other product, you have to strip it. You have to restain it every couple years. Otherwise, it starts to look like the party store down the street here.
And
we'll talk about,
inexpensive?
Because a lot of, but a lot of product manufacturers have a fade resistance warranty, but there are gradients of acceptable fade to these companies. And I want to make sure. Yeah, go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, they measure it in hunter units or the change. And the human eye can pick up change of three or more, the delta units, as I should say. So a lot of manufacturers say, well, we'll allow five over 10, 15 years, whatever it might be. Diamond Coat says three or less. Well, the human eye, the average human eye, cannot pick up three or more. So with other products out there, that five allowance, that pretty soon that means that that red becomes pink or the blue becomes baby blue. So there's a change over time. With Dymacote, again, it's three or less, so the human eye doesn't see that change.
Let's talk about something that I really love, and you mentioned earlier about Dymacote siding products, is that you are employee-owned.
Employee-owned.
Which means everybody has skin in the game.
We do.
Okay, Chuck and I always tell people, if you're an employee at a, wherever, you name the place, if you take ownership, if employers see you take ownership, in other words, you act like that's your business, you're going to make it. Your Dymacote, every employee does that.
Every employee.
And then you send your material to a place like Curtin Lumber, who's family-owned, 75 years, okay, which have skin in the game. And then someone like Jeremy Josephson from Josephson Quality Construction comes in. He buys material. He puts it on the house. Mm-hmm. Family, all accountable to each other down the line. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to this, and we can't say it's enough, as a homeowner, that is a peace of mind that people should know that you've got all these layers of protection if you decide to use this product. So let's introduce Jeremy Josephson from Josephson Quality Construction. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. You've been installing this product for a while now. Why don't you tell our listeners your experience with the Dymacote products?
For one, the packaging, when you do receive the material, is phenomenal. It's not all... When you get it, it's all wrapped up good in plastic. It's got the foam in there, so all your trim pieces aren't getting banged around during shipping and all that kind of stuff.
Chuck and I saw that process as well.
Yeah, so when you go to open it, when you're there to install it, you're not worrying about it being all banged up and scratched up. So, and not only that, the quality of it, the installation process of it is very nice. You know, all the different new ways they're coming out with the different corners and all that stuff is just going to enhance all that stuff for us. So,
but yeah, you hear the music, you know what that means. Stick around, please.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a lot more about this and want to make sure people stick and learn about this. Chuck, this week on the 21st, we're going to be at a very well-known company here in Southeast Michigan, Oak Electric, as they open their new facility over on Dixie Highway, correct?
I know that's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to do a show there as well at some point.
We are going to do. They want to make sure people mention that to swing by Oak Electric's new, the old Burke Lumber on Dixie Highway. Stop by their new location. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live from Curtin Lumber and Dymacote Building Products on WJR.
I like that. We are blessed. The show's going by way too fast. We've got Jeremy Josephson, an installer here. I got to ask Jeremy, what kind of learning curve to install this product was involved for you?
It wasn't too bad. You know, we had the guys come out and talk about it and teach us how to do it. But if you've done other wood siding and stuff like that and you know, even different products in the past that I've done. So with that being said, it wasn't horrible to do, you know. So
when you're used to installing a siding like you are and you go to a specialty siding like this, the more you do it, the better you get.
The better you get at it.
The quicker you do it, the more efficiently you do it.
Yeah, you learn the little tricks of the trades, and it's just something you got to take your time to install it, make sure it's done right to you know, for all the manufacturer specs so you don't screw up and mess something up for the homeowner. But other than that, it installs with ease, so it's pretty easy to install.
Well, let's be honest with it. If you do screw up, and sometimes mistakes happen, you know, Chuck and I always say you're only good as your dumbest employee on any given day, so it makes a mistake. It'd go to Gary eventually, right? Someone, let's say 10 years from now, someone has a problem, of course, they'd call you, you'd take care of it. But if you weren't there then, it'd go to you. Mm-hmm. And even if, Jeremy wasn't in business anymore, you guys would take care of it.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Dymacote warranty, you know, again, that 50-year warranty on the substrate, 30 years on the finish. The first 15 years, we actually even have labor coverage in there as well. So we're going to, not only are we going to pay for the product, but we're going to reimburse you for the labor as well.
And Chuck, you know this. This is because you are so confident in these gentlemen installing your product.
Absolutely.
And if you were not, they wouldn't be installing your product.
No, exactly. I mean, and that's what we did. I mean, I made a visit out to the job site, checked on Jeremy, and as soon as I walked up and I saw him and his crew working on the siding, they were doing a fantastic job. But they had already had some experience in the past with Dymacode, so they were doing a great job. I gave them a couple other pointers and tips and things to look out for, but I had no worries about what Jeremy and his crew were doing.
Yeah, we had asked a few questions here and there, and he gave us a few other little pointers on it, so just from his knowledge and experience with it. So
we all have different tips and tricks. Yeah. I've heard stuff from Jeremy. Jeremy heard stuff from me. You know, we always, it's, you know, we're experts, but we're not. There's always something to learn.
And we're all just a phone call away.
Travis said that earlier. If he's got any questions about Dymacode, he can give me a call. He can go up, he can give John a call, and we're here to answer.
I like that. What are some of the little tiny tips and pointers that you might give a guy like this? Because we've got other installers out there listening that are going, maybe I'll try this.
Yeah, absolutely. And all they got to do is call me. I mean, give me a call, schedule some time. I'll come out and I'll visit them on the job site. I'll throw my bags on. I'll work side by side with them. Depends on what they need is what I'm here to do. But, you know, spacing is a big thing. You know, we want to make sure we leave the appropriate spacing. This doesn't expand and contract like vinyl, or doesn't expand and contract like cement-based products do. It's going to acclimate one time. It's going to grow one time. So we want to make sure we do that. We want to make sure that it's kept up off of the dirt. If they're going to bring the siding all the way down, we have a composite starter, so they want to use that. We want to make sure that it's up off of dirt, off of the grade, off of the hard surface. You know, so there's a lot of little things like that.
Yeah, so Jeremy, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ken.
Everything that Gary's saying here is what you have to convey to the homeowner.
Correct. Right?
And you can put, let's be honest, you can put a cheaper siding on, right? I mean, you can find cheaper products.
Oh, yeah.
But you want them to have the best product.
Correct.
So when you talk to them about this, when you talk to them about the no maintenance, what are some of the responses you're getting from the people before and after?
Well, it just kind of opens their eyes up, because not everyone knows about the different products out there. And once they see that, they start, you know, they start changing their ways and look into it. And, it may cost them a little bit more money up front, but down the road it's going to save them time. So,
because it's not just a new product, it's a new product and new technology in the building industry, which we've really got to educate people on as well.
Yeah, things keep involving everything. So,
yeah, I mean, too many times when somebody, a homeowner, is talking to an installer, they're talking to a builder, they're saying, yeah, I need siding on it, I want it to be blue. And the sider goes, okay, whatever. And then they throw whatever's cheap, you know, and they don't have that conversation. But if they take the time, talk to the homeowner, find out what their goals are, find out what their needs are, you know, a homeowner might not want to have to repaint it. They might not want to have to worry about the maintenance. They might not want to have to worry about changing it 10 years down the road. Any other product, you're going to have those things. Dymacoat, you don't.
Yeah, and I want to make sure they're happy. Yeah. You know, I'm not planning on going anywhere anytime soon.
You're a young guy.
You're a young guy. Yeah.
I want to be around to be able to do, you know, several more for other people and make them happy too. So,
well, we'll definitely be putting you on our list. So you're in the Linden area?
Linden,
right?
Yep. Yeah,
then,
so I do work, right now you don't have to wander far, but, you know, right. I do for people. So, I mean, we go around the surrounding area. So,
Jeremy, okay. You do more than just siding, right?
Correct, yeah. We do. You know, anything from building a brand new home, custom home, to a deck, to any of that stuff. You know, interior remodeling, all that. So,
if it's in the house, you can do it. What is your? You got a website?
I do not have a website. I have a Facebook page.
A lot of companies aren't. Well, so yeah. Many companies don't have websites anymore.
It's amazing. I don't. I should do more with my Facebook page, and I don't. But it's just like, it's just
You're
a lot
busy.
Of mine's word of mouth, and I'm busier than I can, more than I can handle. So,
okay. Yeah. How about a phone number?
Yeah.
Got one of those?
I got a phone number.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's 810-577-2994.
2994.
Yep.
And I'm sure we'll get some people calling and ask us about you, and we'll want to pass along your number. So how far out are you right now? Someone called you today. How soon could you get out there? How soon could you take care of them?
We could probably squeeze something in toward the end of summer.
Okay.
So,
hey, you know, Chuck and I keep telling people who write us all the time, especially handymen, just get on the list.
Yeah.
Just get on people's list.
That's
right
what
now.
I tell
that's
people.
That's the economy we're in right now.
Yep. People call in the spring, hey, I need a deck, or they call, you know, a month before their kids open house, say, that, you know, we need something done. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Next year, maybe.
Yeah. Open house next season.
Yeah.
What are you seeing out there in the field as far as colors go? Are the dark colors still real popular?
Yeah. Dark colors still real popular. I mean, you're seeing some whites and you know, with the black windows, stuff like that. But there's a lot of dark still is popular.
So. Travis's job was graphite, if I remember
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was dark. So it was all dark color. With the black windows. So, yeah.
Oh. Excellent.
Travis's
excellent.
Wife's job.
Yeah, Travis's wife's house.
I like that a lot. So when you're upselling to a premium product like this, Jeremy, what things jump out at you as making this a better product to put on the house?
Good question. Good question. Yeah.
Just the quality of the product, all the fit and finishes that they have for the product that others don't. And then, you know, I've installed it for quite a while, and I mean, I'd done one back in, I want to say, 2014. You look at it now, and it looks like the day it was done. So,
awesome.
I mean, it's a great product out there. So,
yeah, our job is just getting people out to learn about this product, because it is a product that if someone learns about it, they're going to want it on their house.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's funny because you're at the last home show. You're mm-hmm. at January, and you had a booth, and you had a lot of guys that had siding products on their booth. Yours was different, though. You could ask a lot more questions about your product than you could their products. What are these flanges on the edges of the corner? What is this plastic thing in the back?
There's a lot more to our system than what meets the eye. You know,
right.
There's a lot of advantages to installers like Jeremy, you know, the speed of installation and everything. But it's also a long-term durability of the product for the homeowner. You can walk up to other people's siding, grab a hold of it at the bottom, and you can pull. It'll come apart.
Right.
With the Diamond Coat, with that rigid stack siding and that spline locking it together, you're not going to get wind chatter. You're not going to get it falling apart. It'll even keep the bugs out from underneath there.
Well, I was thinking in terms even of how a lot of conventional sidings are hung on the wall, whereas Diamond Coat is secured to the wall, so that wind chatter is a big issue.
Yeah, great point. I mean, vinyl is hung, you know, and it's designed to shift and move around, but you're going to get that vibration. Other cement-based products, you know, it's nailed to the wall, but there's nothing holding it at the bottom unless they stick another face nail in there, and then they have to touch
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You've got a face nail to worry about.
Mm-hmm. I want to explain this to people that don't understand what you're saying. If you have a vinyl siding product on your house, the person who installed it should not have, at least, drove the nail home. In other words, they want that to move just a little bit just before it gets tight, because as it heats and cools down, that vinyl moves. And so many times, and I know you do this, Gary, mm-hmm. you drive down the road and go, oh, geez. You look at this house and go, oh, geez, someone installed that wrong.
At 40 miles an hour, you can see a bad job.
Yeah.
From a satellite. You really can.
Yeah, that vinyl's popping, you know. It's coming apart. It's shifted, yeah. And, you know, and it's having, you know, and then also the mold and the mildew that grows on the outside of the vinyl sidings, too. I see that all the time.
And what do you think is going to happen when that homeowner calls that vinyl siding company up and saying, look, it's been 11 years, it's going bad?
Yeah, it's if they can get a hold of them. Yeah, that's the big if. You know, I don't know who installed that. I don't know what it is. And then, you know, the siding manufacturers are going to point fingers, and, you know, and they're going to find out that they use different products and things like that. A lot of those siding manufacturers are out of business, too.
I want to make sure people hear that real quick. Different products. Mm-hmm. Here's what you don't want. Here's what can't happen. Someone can't go get a generic house wrap, mm-hmm. or let's just say the one that everyone, the Kleenex name, the Tyvek, mm-hmm. put it on their house and then use your system. Because those systems are not your system. Your house wrap is specifically made to work with your system.
Correct? Our Diamond Coat house wrap can be used on other people's products. Our 5D house wrap, there's no reason why you couldn't put somebody else's over there, you know, but it's not going to have the same advantage with, you know, the entire Diamond Coat system.
Right.
You know, it's really designed to work together.
Yeah, you violate the system or the intent of the system. Gary, you showed us when we come back where an addition was put onto an existing home that had Diamond Coat put on it. Yeah, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about that.
We'll touch on that real quick, buddy, because here's one thing we got really cool going today is we got the representative from Diamond Coat here. We've got the place that sells it behind us. We got someone who installs it right in front of us with Jeremy Josephson. We're going to have a customer come on who actually has it on their house, a homeowner, we get back. You're getting it all today, folks, right here with the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live for one more segment from Curtin Lumber in Holly.
And let's make sure we're going to run out of time today, but tomorrow we'll be back here at 10 a.m., and we're going to be talking two things, or to two special team partners, Samco, which nobody even knows about, well-kept secret, and, of course, Rhino Shield, Mark Mercier, who people are starting to learn about.
Through the inside-outside guys, of course, Chuck.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Samco, their main office is in Livonia, and I was in Oxford yesterday, Michigan, and I saw two of their trucks. So for people out here who don't know about them, they're a great new team partner. They're a facilities maintenance company. So if you have a restaurant, you name it. If you have a kitchen, industrial kitchen, anything like that,
factory.
They can take care of a factory. Any of your needs to keep those kitchens going, you'll be learning more about them. And, of course, you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com. One more segment left. Broadcasting from Curtin Lumber and Holly. We've had Gary Moore from Diamond Coat on with us, and it's been a great show.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a great time with you guys.
Lot of fun.
God
and
bless you.
We appreciate that, buddy. And we've had really every layer here, mm-hmm. from you representing the product, the people that sell it, the people install it, and now we have a homeowner who actually had it installed on their house, Mr. Jeff Iacobelli. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. Tell us about your experience with Diamond Coat Building Products. Why did you decide on Diamond Coat for your house?
It was a process. And first of all, I want to say, I got to be honest, I never built in Holly before. And Curtin Lumber has been the very best. I'm so attentive there, like the personal experience from the very beginning to the very end. Honest to God, I had to say that. So we built our forever home. And our goal has always been maintenance free, and we were going to go vinyl siding. But as someone mentioned earlier, you know, I've seen a lot of bad vinyl jobs, and then somehow we ran into this Diamond Coat product, and you know, I seen it up close, and I saw it installed, and it's awesome. I mean, it's basically, you know, I'm getting old, and my guess is I'll never have to touch the exterior of my home until I'm not around anymore.
Well, you know, you look like you're in our, you know, the four of us age range, and that, what you just said, is it too. Once you put something at our age, we don't want to get on ladders anymore, do we?
Absolutely not.
So what color did you choose?
Seal, we went seal, and then matches are the brick that's also on the house, and then a beige color for the trim. Worked out very well, though.
Good contrast.
Looks great, for sure. We took a lot of time, and we're glad we did what we did, for sure.
And you had the whole system put on by someone that was trained, obviously,
absolutely, in
the Diamond
Coat
products.
Lots of nails, lots of paint going on as they put it up, mm-hmm. as they installed it. You know, he didn't leave anything that wasn't covered. So it's they did a good job. I was impressed. It was took a long time. You know, mm-hmm. it's different than putting on typical siding. I'm sure, you know, I don't do that. But yeah.
So let's just be honest. This warranty and this siding is going to outlive me.
That's right.
When you go to sell your house, it's going to be a premium product that that person is buying. You can actually say, look, you're never going to have to worry about your siding as long as you're here. Mm-hmm. Worst case, they may want to paint it someday.
Interesting. Yeah, never thought about that.
Well, make sure you put that when it's time to sell in your sales brochure. You know,
I'm assuming they can paint it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, we talked about that. You know, that's the only reason in the course of at least 30 years to have to do it is to because your tastes have changed.
Yeah,
somebody doesn't like seal, you know, so they want to go with the blue, and we can do that. So
cool.
But what color is the seal?
It's kind of a tannish, brown, beige. Not sure the best way to describe it.
But people can find it at your color selection.
They can find it right on DiamondCoatSiding.com. They can go in there, and if they think that they might like that, we can send that sample right directly to them.
Sir, great. Appreciate you coming on, giving your perspective.
No problem at all.
No problem. And I want to make Gary, I want to make sure people hear this. You mentioned earlier, because everyone can talk a great game about their product. If you don't believe your product is the best, you shouldn't be in the business.
Right.
But here's what you said earlier. You want a sample?
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
Yeah, and
right
we even have
delivered right to their house.
You can even come right here to Curtin Lumber. You can look out front. You can see it on the wall. You can touch it. You can feel it. And we even have samples right here. There's a four-sided display right behind our booth here as we're set up. They've got these sample pieces in there. They can take them at no charge.
And as I touch this, mm-hmm. as I run my hand over it, there's no doubt to me this is real wood.
Yes.
But it's not.
Well, it's an engineered wood.
Right.
You know, regular wood is going to have to be maintained. Regular wood is going to have to be repainted. Regular wood is going to be prone to rot. This is coated with three different things. So we got the MDI resin, which is like a Gorilla Glue. It's got the hydrophobic wax in there, which is like a Rain-X.
Hydrophobic wax.
Wow, okay. This is, oh, remember?
Cool.
This
we didn't learn that from our Berkeley education. I'll tell you right
no,
now.
We did not learn that at all there. This is Professor Gary talking again.
Yeah, I would encourage when people come out and look at it in an installation like Jeff's house, They look around the windows. They look at the corners. They look where a roof meets siding and a dormer. Because those details, I believe, really make the system.
They really do. Yeah. I mean, the way that, you know, with the nail fin trim, with we're going to hide all those fasteners, it's going to be hidden behind there. We don't have to worry about using the bingo dabber to touch it up. You know, all those things add to the complete siding system that Diamond Coat offers.
The integrated flashings are just just huge.
It's huge.
I mean, I would, if I was a professional that just did siding, there's just no doubt what I'd put on my house.
Oh, too many times the siding contractors, when they use other things, they have to get out a coil stock or pieces of aluminum, and they have to get out their brake, and they have to bend it themselves.
Good point. They're spending
time. The colors may or may not match. It may or may not have the same warranty. With Diamond Coat, everything's already pre-bent for them. It's already pre-done. Has the exact same 30-year no-fade warranty on the product, and it's a great option for them.
Even wrapping like a 4x4 column?
We can do that with our post wraps. We can do 4x4 columns. We can do up to a 6x6 columns with the Diamond Coat system. It's an integrated post wrap, so it looks the same on all four corners. You don't see those raw edges or those exposed edges.
All right. Well, like we've been saying, Gary, get the website out again, please.
Yeah, DiamondCoatSiding.com. That's Diamond Coat, K with a Coat with a K, K-O-T-E, siding.com. Make sure you go contact us for them. You heard about it on the Inside Outside Guys. Fill out the information, request literature, samples, anything that you want. We'll send it right directly to you at no additional cost.
And then they can probably find places where the lumber is sold here in Southeast, your material is sold.
Absolutely.
So you can go right there, pick it up, like right here at Curtain Lumber.
Right here at Curtain Lumber. They can send us an email. I will be the one personally to respond to you, give you some samples, and give you my contact information. So if you have any questions, need training, need any additional assistance, I'm your guy.
For my partner and I, thank you so much to yourself.
Ken,
thank you so much to Curtain Lumber for hosting us today. Ray Templin, you rock. You are the man. We appreciate everything that you do for us, sir. And back at the studio, thank you so much. Listen, in tomorrow we're going to be talking to our good friends at Rhino Shield and who we talked about earlier, Samco Facilities Maintenance.
Yep.
We'll see everyone tomorrow morning. Don't forget the InsideOutsideGuys.com because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Thank you, everybody. Till next time. Bye-bye.